All right, welcome to Rants Rock Reggae. I am the host, Natasha Devine. Here I do rants and we rock some reggae. So that was Tony Tough that you heard right before the beginning of the show. So hope everybody is doing well and had an enjoyable long weekend. For Labor Day, even though it's a fake holiday, the day off work, whatever. Okay. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about information, research, and the importance of doing your own research independent of bias. Sources. Trying to, even if you do have to absorb some biased sources, you should recognize them as biased and also take in things from the other side to properly form your opinions and viewpoints on a lot of these different topics, especially political topics. So I want to start off with quick old school videos. 2 minutes. Check it out. That's commentary.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people, and when citizens have to accept what they're told. In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance. See how a community trains its teachers.
Bear this in mind. Young people cannot be trusted to form their own opinions. This business about open-mindedness is nonsense. It's a waste of time trying to teach students to think for themselves. It's our job to tell them.
And when teachers put such training into practice, despotism stands a good chance. These children are being taught to accept uncritically whatever they're told. Questions are not encouraged.
How can you ask such a question? Have you got a textbook?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it say here that our law courts are always just?
Yes, ma'am.
Then how dare you question the fact? Sit down.
And so we aren't surprised when...
But it must be true. I saw it in this book, right here.
And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to. Government censorship is one form of control. A newspaper which breaks a government censorship rule can be suspended. It is also possible for newspapers and other forms of communication to be controlled by private interests.
I thought I told you to kill that story. It'll cost us a lot of advertising.
If that story goes out, I quit.
All right.
Okay. So I think you get the message there. That little clip there was actually supposed to be propaganda for Americans to be against European forms of government like communism, fascism, specifically at the time, communism. And it's funny because soon after, I guess they realized kind of, hey, you know, we could use that for our purposes, right? We don't have to switch to full communism to do that, to control the media. And, you know, every time somebody says, oh, that's just some conspiracy theory, you think the government is controlling the media, you know.
I thought that it was a matter
about
of
it.
Real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. Now, we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, the ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
So not only is that proof of government involvement in mainstream media, in the end, nobody really went to jail or anything. It didn't stop. And even though the CIA is not supposed to operate really on American soil, it is, because they'll find a loophole as well. It's connected to this. This person could be connected to the Russians or Iraqis or Yemenis or whoever the villain of the week is, okay? But that footage, that's from, you know, 60s. So imagine how deep and entrenched it is now. There's not likely very much truth remaining in the mainstream press. Okay. So I'm using that as a setup so that you can understand why people reject the mainstream narrative. Like the guy said, you run the risk of, being disliked by the public. So of course, all they did was just cover it up more, you know, make it less obvious that the CIA was providing the narrative. Well, less obvious to the untrained eye anyway. So what happens then is in general, and generationally, people have become less and less trusting of the media and of the government, of any information that they get from it. And so they seek out information on their own. And sadly, this is an opportunity for opportunists to distribute bullshit, especially the CIA themselves. So enter QAnon. Whatever happened to them, right? Do you remember QAnon? They were it was a person or group entity, let's just say it's an entity, Q, that would post originally on 4chan, but then they said that that was compromised. Obviously, it's a fucking public board, to be anybody could be on there, but then go to 8chan, like that would somehow not compromise. And as I previously stated, there was a couple of positive elements and aspects of the Q thing, which was that even though it was already available information, like they didn't drop anything new that was like groundbreaking or classified, like they kind of seemed like they were putting on like they were going to, even though it was nothing totally new, it did red pill a lot of normies and boomers on information that they otherwise would not have come across, because they would have had to do a lot of more digging, right? So it kind of dug up some stuff and what they called breadcrumbs or crumbs, something like that. And they would put these posts where it was kind of vague, and it would put basic information, look up who runs this, look up who's on the head of this company, this and that. And then these people would get like red pilled and, oh wow, I didn't know that so and so media guy is connected with the government or is connected with these perverts. Or, and then of course they start mixing in all sorts of different I don't want to necessarily call them even conspiracy theories, but theories about criminal activities, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a conspiracy that somebody was a pedo or something, but it's a theory about a criminal activity, because you would haven't necessarily proven it, right? So let's take a look back at some of the Q people, right? You know, these are people who were getting excited that they were featured. Oh, Q doesn't need anything. He'll shout out to the Patriots, and they were really feeling like they were in something real with this. You know, they were, yeah, build the wall. He was chanting it with us. And kids like, whatever, you know. And all these guys are really, really, you know, super serious about all of this stuff, but yet all of this is from a documentary about QAnon, by the way, from I believe it was NBC or something. I wonder what happened to all of these people once Q stopped dropping. You know, once Q stopped dropping, what happened to all of these people that were so excited and wrapped up in this cult, like it was almost like Grateful Dead. So a sad local story is there was a lady named Veronica, and she used to go on this bridge over the Kennedy Expressway. They called it the People's Bridge, and she was like a hardcore Q person. And let me show you her a little bit here.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the People's Bridge. I'm feeling rather cold and chilly, and I'm not feeling very well today. I'm a little tired. But one thing I've learned, bring the body, the mind will follow. Because I didn't want to come to the bridge today. Someone was just taking a picture. And so I know I have to come to the bridge, so I'll always feel better when I leave the bridge than when I come on the bridge, so that's why I'm here. But on days like this, I keep it simple. One banner message. There's Chicago, full rush hour traffic, a little slow, right? And here's my message for Chicago. Merry Gitmo. Just so they can see that word. Merry Gitmo. And I've already had people taking pictures of it and everything, so Chicago's gonna see the word Gitmo. So, anyway, that's my message today. I'm sticking to it. Traffic is good behind me. I'm feeling a little punk, but that's not gonna keep me from doing my job or showing up. I mean, you never give up and you never give in, even if you just feel like you want to stay home in your pajamas. That's not an option. Staying in one's pajamas is not an option. Like St. Michael the Archangel told me, there's too much at stake, Veronica. And he's right. So I got my ass out of my pajamas and got on the bridge, and I feel better already. POTUS, General Mike, I'm on the job. See ya.
So, unfortunately, this is one of the QAnon supporters that we do know the fate of. The lady we just watched the video of has passed away. She is dead. She contracted COVID and supposedly and requested ivermectin. They did not want to give her that. They tried to give her remdesivir, ventilator, basically the Grim Reaper package, and she did not want that. And she died arguing with a hospital about what type of treatment she had a right to. Okay. Sad story there, but the sadness of the bigger picture is, look at that video. She clearly said she was not even feeling well. So she would go out there. She was risking her health, and that's probably why she ended up with, being able to get sick. To get sick from COVID because she had a compromised immune system. Clearly, she was out there in the cold. She was an older lady. She was so dedicated to this type of activism. And I feel sad and kind of angry that whoever Q or whatever, if it's somebody from the Trump camp or whatever, whoever set that up, if it's actually General Flynn or whatever, I feel bad that they set them up for this type of activism rather than something effective and, safe. I feel like they told them the same lie that Trump passed about the vaccine, safe and effective. Doing Q activism is not safe or effective. It's not one lie, it's two lies. Q stopped posting conveniently as the COVID pandemic began to roll in, okay? And from what I can find, there has been no new drops since then. Basically, just like the last one was just like a trust the plan thing. Then the main Q site got removed, taken down by their server, And that was like the biggest, I forget what the name of it was right now, but it was the one that I've shown you. There's some screenshots of it in there in that little montage of Q people from that documentary. But that site where they had analyzed and organized all the Q drops, that was, you know, disappeared. I don't know if it was a fed up or if they really just got deleted because people considered the content to be like shady in some way and kept brigading and reporting it. I don't know what happened with it, but we know it was taken down. The 8chan community around the QAnon stuff is just a bunch of people posting to each other what they think is going to happen, what they think this meant. It's a lot less active, obviously, now than it used to be, but there's still people to this day dedicated to this QAnon stuff. And still dedicated to Trump, but yet most of them didn't want to take the vaccine. Most of them had a lot of very bizarre ideas about it. Beyond the just, oh, well, I don't believe it's safe and effective type of vibe, more like it's going to make you, you know, glow or something, you know, really, really deep stuff that is going to connect with 5G or Wi-Fi or, you know, some deeper level concepts than the general, you know, refusenik skeptic community, you know. And it's interesting that the lady, Veronica...
A community rates low on an information scale when the...
She was still following Trump all the way when she died in 2021. And I think it's just sadly kind of representative of a lot of these people that they will basically follow Trump to their deaths. I'm sure, actually, I believe probably many did have already. And yeah, he did a couple good things. He lowered your taxes and so on and so forth. But realistically, Operation Warp Speed and lockdowns, all that stuff, it's still wild how deep these people are still just overlooking that or trust the plan or something. They're still having huge group meetings. And I feel bad because there's a lot of these people, in my opinion, would have been, you know, actually useful patriots. You know, they could have been useful in real activism, but instead they got wrapped up in this, like, send these bizarre coded messages and all this psyop. You know, it's clearly a psyop from somebody. Maybe it's from Trump, maybe it's the CIA. I don't know who it is, but you know, supposedly some sources say it was General Flynn. Whatever it is, it's a travesty because these people really could have, they do care about America, you know, they do. And that's the sad part of it. They care about it and they care about freedom and they care about the important stuff. They care about the important stuff, but they're misled and they get this false messiah Trump and they're still trusting this guy, and I don't know, just sad. And what direction are they going to go in the future? I wonder, you know, are they just going to be just sad, let down people? Oh well, you know, I mean, I guess we'll see depending on the next election what they believe. But you know, you can comment in the comments do you think the Q stuff will return? And what's going to happen to all those people who were way into it? I mean, they got to be disillusioned after the COVID and all that stuff, you know? And the mandates. I just can't see how they're really hanging on like that. It's like almost a cultish religion type faith. Who knows? Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end today's show with a nice little advertisement for some cool stuff you should buy. So go to the websites and do the things.
Are you tired of being bullied for having a whack-ass boring wardrobe? Answer is simple. Get some style. Stop dressing like a chump. Get you some stylish gear from Fight Week. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, and much, much more. Merch.fightweek.com. Look around and get rid of that whack-ass t-shirt you're wearing. You know you want to join the cool kids gang. Fightwing.com now!
Watch the other.